We're going to have a presentation by Ken Flood on the cost-benefit analysis that the IDA goes through to make a determination on a project that we have come before. So, Ken?
I trust this guy's word.
Good evening. Before I get into the numbers of the cost-benefit analysis, I think it's very important to understand where and how these numbers are generated. This, what is called the board report or the cost-benefit analysis, is generated by Inform Analytics, which is a software package purchased by Columbia County IDA, and at the suggestion, under the development of the Center for Governmental Research, and under the advisement of the state comptroller. And that advice was that each IDA in the state do a cost-benefit analysis as part of their consideration of whether or not to provide tax benefits to a project. I want to be clear that the IDA, this is not the only thing that the IDA considers when reviewing a project. Consider public input, public comments from taxing jurisdictions to the affected taxing jurisdictions. They do consider the cost-benefit analysis, type of business, and then ultimately what this is all about is jobs. Jobs for people and residents of the county and the surrounding area to be able to support their families, to be able to buy houses and participate in the economy of Columbia County and the region. So considering that, Inform Analytics, you basically input the numbers, and the numbers aren't exact to what Jim just said because of quirks in the software. But basically what this project would generate is a $10 benefit to every dollar of incentive. Which is very substantial. The total employment, which is direct, indirect, and induced. Induced is the jobs that would be created by households who have employment at the Ginsburg facility. That total employment is projected at 442. The income tax revenue from all those jobs is projected to be $6.3 million. Property tax revenue in terms of the pilot over the 12 years that Jim had talked about, roughly $800 to $1 million. And he went over the incentives in terms of the numbers for the mortgage recording tax and the pilot and the sales tax, so I won't do that again. As I said, there are many factors that the IDA considers, and of course, jobs is number one. Not only projected job creation, but of course, the 270 people that Ginsburg already employs and their families. To put this in perspective, each year the state comptroller, and this is very important, the state comptroller issues a report on the performance of IDAs. Just to give you some type of perspective, and this is a report on the state controller's website. In terms of expenses per job gained, Columbia County in the last 13 projects is at $181 in expenses for job gained. The median for the state, excluding New York City, different animal, is 191, and the average is $6,400. So Columbia County IDA, in its terms of its performance, this demonstrates their seriousness in terms of what they consider before they actually approve tax benefits and incentives for a project.
Thank you.